We'll get your Bibles out and turn to Genesis. I think Brother Mark, Brother Blank, their prayers on my behalf. Tonight I want to talk about a biblical case for creation. So we'll begin there in Genesis. There's three classes of thought when it comes to creation versus, as we come to know, evolution and so forth. And the first one is that God created all things. Number two is that evolution changes things and there's no God involved in those things. And the third class of thought is that God did the creating, but he did it using evolutionary themes or abilities and so forth. And that's such things such as macro versus micro evolution. Macro evolution being the big things, what evolutionally holds to. That if God did create using this macro evolution, he created this single cell, and eventually it developed into a fish, and it developed into an amphibian, and then a reptile, and a mammal, and so forth, monkeys and people. You're seeing this change, big changes. Where microevolution is different, we use the case of, if you look at giraffes, there's long-necked giraffes, there's short-necked giraffes. If two long necks have offspring, then more likely they're going to have a long-necked offspring. And if they have offspring with another long neck, it's more than likely to be a long neck as well. This is micro through mutations and so forth. And we see that nowadays. When we have our own kids, we want to see how tall they're going to be. What do people ask? Well, how tall was his mom? How tall was his dad? His uncles and relatives and so forth. But anyway, people try to put this together to include evolution, but God doing those things through that. And of course, they have to incorporate billions of years for that to happen. And they also have to say that Genesis was not literal days, but periods with that. And I may do a series of lessons on this. This is not what I'm going to talk about tonight, per se. But that's the three main thoughts there. Unfortunately, some believers in God, again, they want to mix God created all things with these big macro evolutionary theories with creation and allow this large time period. But the overall thought, regardless of those things, the two overall thoughts is where did life come from and how did it all begin? That's the two main questions that whatever course that you follow, you're trying to answer. And there's two possible answers. The first one is that matter is eternal. In other words, life has evolved through purely natural processes. The matter's always been here, Big Bang theory and so forth. And the other one is that matter is not eternal, but rather it was created by God. And that's the two possible answers of where did life come from, where did it begin. But again, I may do a series on those, but tonight I want to look at the biblical perspective and I want to let the Word of God speak about these things. So get your Bibles out and we'll read together on these things. And I want to impress upon you is how often does the Bible speak of God's creating? It's not limited to just the book of Genesis, and that's what I'll look at tonight. So as we go through these verses and I read through these, they build upon one another. They say things in different ways. They add a little bit to each other. But let's let the Bible speak here with that. But let's do begin in Genesis with that, and we'll work our way through. We'll start back at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. And again, I'm just going to let the Bible speak and read here through this lesson tonight. Verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we'll continue on and read through this just to get a good background for us here. The earth was without form, verse 2, and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning the first day. And God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heaven to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens and give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures, and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds and the livestock according to their kinds and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done on creation. So here we see the beginning here. All these 6 days where this was done, the seventh day where God rested. But again, we have other things other than Genesis that tell us these things. Turn over to Exodus chapter 20. We're talking about these 6 days that we just read about. And again, if you want to write these verses down, you can do that too. But we will go through all these verses. Exodus 20 and verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Turn over to chapter 31. Verse 17. We're told here, it is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel that in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. So here from the Old Testament, beginning here in these two books here of Genesis and Exodus here, Moses, who's attributed to the writing of these, attests that God in fact did create this creation. But we also have the testimony of the kings. You'll turn over to 1 Chronicles. Chapter 16, we have the testimony of King David. First Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 26. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but we're told here the Lord made the heavens. We also have Solomon, turn over to Proverbs. Chapter 3. Look at a few verses here from Solomon. Verse 19. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open and the clouds dropped down the dew. Turn over to chapter 8 of Proverbs. We'll begin at verse 22. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills I was brought forth, before he had made the earth with its fields, with the first of the dust of the world, when he established the heavens, I was there, when he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse 1. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. So again, identifying here God as creator of these things from the writings of Solomon. Turn back over to 2 Chronicles chapter 2. Here we have Hiram, king of Tyre. Second Chronicles 2, verse 12. Actually, let's begin at verse 11. Then Hiram, the king of Tyre, answered in a letter that he sent to Solomon, because the Lord loves his people, he has made you king over them. Hiram also said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who made heaven and earth, who has given King David a wise son, who has discretion and understanding, who will build a temple for the Lord and a royal palace for himself. And from 2 Kings chapter 19. And verse 15, here we have Hezekiah speaking here. Second Kings 19, verse 15. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, the God of Israel, who is enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. So here we have some of the wisest kings of Israel, or in the case of the king of Tyre, that also attests that God did this creating. So they recognize these things. But we also have the testimony of the psalmist. Turn over to the book of Psalms. Let's begin in chapter 8. Testifying here about the heavens. 8 and verse 3. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. Turn over to chapter 33. Talking here about doing things by his word, how God did things. 33 and begin at verse 6 through 9. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. Over to chapter 102. Speaking here about the foundation. Begin at verse 25 through 27. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. And there's other passages also, chapter 104 from Psalms. 104, verse 24. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Chapter 115. Verse 15. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Chapter 121. Verse 2. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Again, acknowledging that He created these things. Chapter 124, verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Chapter 134, verse 3. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heaven and earth. Chapter 136, verses 5 through 9. To Him who by understanding made the heavens, for His steadfast love endures forever. To Him who spread out the earth above the waters, for His steadfast love endures forever. To Him who made the great lights, for His steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for His steadfast love endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for His steadfast love rules forever. Chapter 146. Verse 6. We're told here, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and it's all that is in them. And then finally from Psalms chapter 148. Begin at verse 4. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. So here in the Old Testament we have the psalmists who all agree and attest that there was a creation and that God did these things. But we also have the testimony of the prophets. Turn over to Isaiah. Chapter 37. Verse 16. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, who is enthroned above the cherubim, You are the God. You alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, You have made heaven and earth. Chapter 40. Begin at verse 26. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name. By the greatness of His might, and because He is strong in power, not one is missing. Verse 28 of that same chapter. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Chapter 42. Verse 5. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth, and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. Chapter 44. Verse 24. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb, I am the Lord who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself. Chapter 45. Verse 18. For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, He is God, who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it empty. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is no other. Chapter 51. Verse 13. Let's start at verse 12. I am He who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the son of man who is made like grass, and have forgotten the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you fear continually all the day because of the wrath of the oppressor, when he sets himself to destroy? And where is the wrath of the oppressor? We also have the testimony of Jeremiah. We'll turn over to the next book. Jeremiah chapter 10. Begin at verse 11. We'll go 11 through 16. Thus shall you say to them, the gods who did not make the heavens and earth shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is He who made the earth by His power, who established the world by His wisdom, and by His understanding stretched out the heavens. When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens. And he makes the mist rise from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. And he brings forth the wind from the storehouses. Every man is stupid and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols. For his images are false, and there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of delusion. At the time of their punishment, they shall perish. Not like there he is, who is the portion of Jacob. For he is the one who formed all things. And Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of the hosts is his name. Turn to chapter 32, Jeremiah. Verse 17. It says here, Ah, Lord God, it is you who made the heavens and earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. And then turn over to Zechariah. Chapter 12. The first verse here says, The burden of the word of the Lord concerning Israel, thus declares the Lord, who stretched out the heavens and founded the earth and formed the spirit of man within him. And so here we have the prophets who also attest of God's work in the creation. And of course, there's many more verses, I'm sure, in the Old Testament. That's just a portion there of the Old Testament. But let's look at the New Testament, because the Bible says even more. If we go over to the book of Mark, we also have Jesus' testimony as well. Chapter 10 of Mark. Verse 6. Jesus acknowledging here, But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Again, acknowledging what we had read before in Genesis. Mark chapter 13. And verse 19. Jesus speaking here says, For in those days there will be no such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of creation that God created until now and never will be. So here we have Christ himself attesting that God created. But we also have the testimony of his apostles. Turn over to John, the book of John. Begin at chapter 1. Let's read John 1, the first three verses here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And then drop down to verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. We also have it in the book of Acts, chapter 4, in a prayer said here by the apostles. Acts 4, verse 24. Let's begin at verse 23. When they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and everything in them. Acts chapter 14. Paul doing some preaching here. Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men of like nature with you, and we bring you good news, that you should turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. Chapter 17. Paul still preaching. Begin at verse 24, and we'll go through verse 27. The God who made the world and everything in it, being the Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel their way toward him and find him, yet he is actually not far from each one of us. Paul's epistles. Turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1. And verse 20. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made so that we they are without excuse. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 6. Yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. Colossians chapter 1. Begin at verse 16. We'll do 16 and 17 here. For by him all things are created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. The writer of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. Chapter 3 of Hebrews, verse 4. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Chapter 11, verse 3. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. We also have the account of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6. For they deliberately overlooked this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. We have it from John again, but this is in Revelation, Revelation chapter 10. Verses 5 and 6. And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, and the sea and what is in it, that there would be no more delay. And then finally, we also have the testimony of heaven itself. If you turn to Revelation chapter 4, in verse 11, here we have 24 elders who are around the throne of God. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. And finally, Revelation chapter 14. Verse 7. And he said with a loud voice, this is an angel who's flying through heaven through his vision here. He said with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth and the sea and the springs of water. So what I want to do tonight was, again, just impress upon you how much the Bible says about God, that he created things. And take that to those of you know who are kind of playing with this idea, whether they believe in evolution only or whether they're trying to fit both together. How much the Bible actually speaks about it and says those things. But again, hopefully maybe do a more series on this. But with that, if there's anyone here tonight, we want to offer invitation to anyone who needs to be right with God. You're not living correctly. Maybe you never obeyed the gospel. You need to do those things. You need to believe those things. Confess that he's Christ. Repent of your sins, be baptized. Or if you've done those things that have gone back in the world, you'd have opportunities we stand and sing.